قرآن 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 Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to this beautiful program. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been hearing many, many stories from the Holy Quran. Every episode, we have a new story and Alhamdulillah, we try to learn lessons from those stories. Undoubtedly, the Holy Quran is a message for us. Undoubtedly, the Holy Quran is a guide for us. Before we get into today's topic, I will just present an example. Imagine there is a king and that king writes a letter to you. Once you receive that letter, you kiss that letter. You keep it at a high place in your house. Keep it on top of the cupboard or something. You know, you put itar on that letter, but you don't read it. After some time, when that king calls you in his court and says that, what about that letter? I had sent you a letter and I had told you a few works in that. So what's the update on that? And you say that, no, I haven't read that letter. But however, you know, I respected that a lot. And I, you know, put itar on it. I put perfume on it. I kept it in a cloth and I kissed it every day, every night. But I didn't read it. So would that person be considered wise, or would that person be considered as not wise? Let's decide for ourselves without any comparison. Let's use this example and think about ourselves when it comes to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, Quran is such a unique book. You kiss it, there is thawab. You look at it, there is thawab. Even if you don't read, just look at it, there is thawab. If you place it by your heart, there is thawab. You honor it, you respect it, there is thawab. But imagine if we do not read the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are missing out big time. There are so many messages for us. There are so many lessons for us. There are so many examples there for us. There are so many methods of guidance for us. There are so many things we should learn to be implemented in our lives. We are missing out. So let's try that we learn the Holy Quran, understand the Holy Quran, read the translation. You know, this is one of the good deeds present in the booklet of the 72 good deeds, that reciting, reading at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran with translation of Kanzul Iman and the commentary. So let's try to do that, inshallah ta'ala. So today as well, there is a very interesting story regarding a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was something this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did and announced something. There was something very special. Of course, every inch, every verse, every letter of the Holy Quran is special. But obviously, the story is also very, very special. So before we get into it, let's listen to a narration about sending salutations, salawat, upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This story is actually about Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. There was a dispute over idol worshipping. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam firstly proved the truth by argumentation with the people. But the people did not accept the truth. Instead, they said, tomorrow is our day of Eid and a big carnival of ours will be held. Come here and witness the joy and pleasure in our religion. It was a custom of those people that they would hold an annual carnival. It would be an annual event. The people would gather in a jungle and would waste the whole day in useless amusements. Then in the evening, they would go to the temples and worship their idols, ma'adallah. They would not only worship the idols, actually they would even present gifts, confectionaries, delicious foods as a holy feast or something. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam went towards the carnival on the invitation of the people for some distance, but came back home with an excuse of sickness. The people went to the carnival. Then all those who did not participate in the carnival, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam told them in clear words, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this.
وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ.
Translation from Kunzul Iman. And I swear by Allah, I shall seek to harm your idols after you have turned your backs, meaning from your idols when you go to attend the festival. Allahu Akbar. Accordingly, he took an axe and made his way towards the worship place. He, alayhi salam, saw many small and big idols, and a huge idol was placed in front of the door. Seeing these man-made gods, he, alayhi salam, became furious and broke these idols into pieces with his axe. He, alayhi salam, spared the biggest idol. He left the biggest idol, placed the axe over its shoulder, and left that area. When the people returned from the carnival, they reached that place of worship where the idols were. But they were stunned to see that all their so-called gods were into pieces. Allahu Akbar, gods into pieces. All of them started shouting,
مَنْ فَعْلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Who has done this to our gods? He is indeed unjust. Allahu Akbar. Some people said that they have heard a young man named Ibrahim speaking ill about these idols. It was ordered to bring the young man in front of the people. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was summoned, and the people asked, O Ibrahim, are you the one who treated our so-called gods like this? In reply, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam said, the biggest idol might have done it, because the axe is on his shoulder. Allahu Akbar. Alternatively, why do you not inquire from the small demolished gods that who broke them into pieces? If these idols can speak, ask them and they themselves will tell you who broke them, because they're gods for you, isn't it? And God has to be powerful. So ask them who broke you. First of all, at the first place, how could they even be broken if they were gods? Astaghfirullah. Right? Because obviously they are not gods, they are man-made gods, they are man-made idols. So they cannot speak. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching this lesson at a very young age, that ask these small idols who broke them. Ask them. If they are true gods, they will tell you. But so the people lowered their heads and said, O Ibrahim, how can we ask these gods? You are well aware that these are idols and cannot speak. Hearing this, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam said out emotionally, and it is mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 66 and 67.
قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Translation of Kanzul Iman. He, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, do you worship instead of Allah, who neither benefits you nor harms you? Shame on you and on those idols whom you worship instead of Allah. So do you not have sense? Hearing this, truthful speech of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the people did not give any reply. Instead, they started wailing and called their people. And Quran also mentions this in verse number 68 of Surah Al-Anbiya.
حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ.
Translation of Kanzul Iman. Burn him and help your gods. If you are to do so, burn him. Punish Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, ma'adallah. Therefore, the oppressors now lit up a fire, and the flames of the fire were so high that not even a bird could fly over it. Then they threw him into the fire by means of caliput. And they assumed in their minds that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would have been burnt and turned to ashes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala ordered. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 69.
قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ.
Translation of Kanzul Iman. So we said, O fire, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the outcome for this has also been described in the Holy Quran in such alarming and such beautiful words in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 70. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And they wished to cause him harm, so we made them the greatest of losers. Thus, the fire extinguished and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam came out alive, safe and sound. And the oppressors, those people who put Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire, witnessed this miracle. They were stunned by looking at this miracle. Allahu Akbar. It has been reported that when Namrud threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, this was the action of a person called Namrud, is the one who did all this against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has been reported that this Namrud threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam into the blazing fire in front of a huge, massive crowd of people. All the creatures in the earth and sky started crying and supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Rabb Azza wa Jal, your Khalil alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, is being put into fire and there is none except him on the earth to proclaim your oneness, and he is devoted to you. Therefore, allow us to render our help and assistance to him. Allah Azza wa Jal replied, Ibrahim is my Khalil and I am his creator. If Ibrahim calls you for support, then you are allowed to help him. But if he does not seek help from anyone except me, then all of you note that I am his friend and I am his protector. Thus, leave his matter unto me. After this, the angel of water came to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and said, if you order, I can extinguish the fire by showering water over it. Then came the angel of wind and presented himself and said, if you order, I can blow wind, I can blow on it, and the fire will go away with the power of a majestic hurricane. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said to both these angels, I am not in need of you. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for me, and he Azza wa Jal fulfills my needs. He Azza wa Jal will help me whenever he would like. So in one of the reports, it has been mentioned that when the unbelievers threw him into the fire, he alayhi salam invoked this supplication, Allahu Akbar, such a beautiful dua. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka lakal hamdu wa lakal mulku, la sharika lak, Allahu Akbar. When he alayhi salam was thrown into the flames of the fire, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, O Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you have any need? He alayhi salam replied, I have no need of you. Then Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam said, seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, my Allah is well aware of my condition. Therefore, I do not need to ask him. At that time, the blessed age of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was 16 or 20 years of age. Allahu Akbar. Look at the trust in Allah of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. But how long did Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam stay in the fire for? What happened? What was the duration? So there are three reports regarding it. That how long did Ibrahim alayhi salam remain in the fire for? Some of the opinion that he alayhi salam remained in the blazing flames of the fire for 7 days. Some have reported that he alayhi salam remained for 40 days, Allahu Akbar. Some of the opinion that he alayhi salam remained in the fire for 50 days. Allahu ta'ala alamu. Even if you consider the report in which the minimum days are mentioned, even the minimum what is mentioned is 7 days. 7 days. For 7 seconds, if we put our hand on a candle, we will feel it. What this fire is. Imagine that fire. That was a fire upon which no bird could even fly. Nothing could fly over it. Blazing, blazing hot. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, as per one narration, 7 days. As per another narration, 40. And as per the third narration, 50 days Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam stayed in that fire. Allahu Akbar. Such an amazing story. Such an amazing story, such a miracle and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even after staying in fire, even if you consider 7 days, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was unharmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to the fire that become cool, become calm. For Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, these people thought that they put Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam into fire to burn. But Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the nature of that fire for Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. The nature of the fire is to burn, but it became cool for Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar, such a beautiful stanza regarding this incredible miracle. Aaj bhi ho jo Ibrahim ka iman paida, aag kar sakti hai andaaz gulistan paida. Allahu Akbar. The translation of which is the enthusiasm, the passion. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, if may receive today, the blazing fire can turn into garden today. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And we should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can bring that passion of Ibrahim alayhi salam today in our lives, the fire of tensions, the fire of discomfort, the fire of fights, the fire of corruption, the fire of laziness, the fire of disrespectfulness, the fire of disobedience can all be finished inshallah ta'ala with the karam, with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our worldly matters will be fine. All our transactions would be fine. All our dealings would be fine. Our heart would be at peace. Our mind would be at peace. What is needed? Dedication, sincerity, passion, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many lessons we learn from this incredible narration, incredible waqiyah from the Holy Quran. First of all, this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deity. There is no worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, those who can be made by hands, those which are man-made, how can they make man? Because man has made them. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam has cleared this concept in the Holy Quran so beautifully. The Holy Quran proclaims it. The Holy Quran mentions it. And also we learn this, that no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the situations may be, do not turn away from speaking what is right. Do not turn away from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not turn away from believing in the true faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our trust firm unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another wonderful lesson we learn from this beautiful event mentioned in the Holy Quran is that our trust should be upon Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was offered help by many angels, was offered help from so many sources. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, My Allah knows my situation. My Allah is aware of the situation I am in. Allahu Akbar. Such hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today if something happens, unfortunately we start, you know, mourning in such a way, like as if we are the most oppressed people in the world. Something has happened. So often people are seen that they say, what sin have I committed? What have I done? Why doesn't Allah accept my prayer? Ma'adallah, these are objections which are incorrect. We should not become hopeless. We should become hopeful. Our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us. He is well aware of our situation. He is well aware what is our need, what is our want, what is good for us, what is bad for us. So let us, through the sadaqah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who leave the matters upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a very beautiful wazifa actually we have learnt from this beautiful narration of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, in time of difficulty, in time of calamity, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He actually mentioned the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka lakal hamdu wa lakal mulku la sharika lak. That O Allah Azza wa Jal, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Subhanaka lakal hamdu. Subhanaka, glory be to you. Lakal hamdu. For you is all the praise. وَلَكَ الْمُلْكُ. For you is the kingdom. You are the king of all the kings, Ya Allah. لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. There is no partner for you. There is no one who can be associated with you. Such a beautiful praise. Let's try to learn this, inshallah ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Allahu Akbar. So in times of difficulty, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember our creator. Remember the creator of the entire universe. Come to your musalla. Come to the masjid. Raise your hands in the court of the king of all the kings. Raise your hands in the court of the one who has created the entire universe. Raise your hands in the court of the one who created the anbiya-i kiram. The one who created awliya-i kiram, the one who created Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, the one who created so many signs for us in form of sky, in form of earth, in form of mountains, in form of seas, the most powerful, the almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who loves us more than our own mothers. So let us dedicate ourselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him in times of our difficulties. Another wonderful point we learn from this incident is that those who are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are in the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the path easy for them, although there may be apparent difficulties. So what do we learn from this? Is that, you know, as a preacher, at times we may be rebuked. At times we may be disrespected. At times we may be dishonored. At times we may face abusive words as well. At times people may use foul languages against us. But we should not back away from preaching what is good. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Ballighu anni walau aya. That preach it from me, even if it is a single verse. So what we have to do is that make our trust firm in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, develop a habit of praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leaving our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course the wazifa which we have learnt, try to memorize it. I will repeat it for you. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka lakal hamdu wa lakal mulku la sharika lak. And what we learn is that we should become preachers with humbleness, with kindness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our way and our path will become made easy for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the noor of the Holy Quran. May our hearts start shining from the light and brightness of the Holy Quran. May our matters become easy for the sake of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran, Quran. Quran, Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.